Let me guess, you haven't had enough of the film Cujo, and you wanted to see something just as scary but with a more vicious animal? Then you've come to the right place. Beast is a 2022 film starring Idris Elba as Dr. Nate Samuels, Chartal Copley as Martin Battles. Idris's children were played by Leah Jeffries as Nora Samuels and Ayanna Haley as Meredith Samuels, which she went by Mare in the film, as the film is trying to depict that a lot of teenagers like to change things up. In the film, they are on an African safari and they meet up with one of their old friends. He was going to give them a tour of the African countryside and show him a lion. They end up doing that. However, while this was happening, there were poachers out there killing lions. They were out there on a killing spree and they missed one of the lions, I guess the pride of the lions. That one was hell-bent on revenge, trying to kill all human beings it possibly could. So that's what this film is about, is basically a rabid lion that's going around trying to attack the family. Eventually, this lion does end up attacking Idris Elba and his crew, the family. The things that I was looking for in this film, aside from the violence or the thriller portion of it, was I was kind of looking for maybe some really good cinematography and that sort of thing. And I've sort of missed that in this film. It might have had some good scenes, but not very many. The lions themselves, so they looked fairly real. They were all computer generated for the film. Beast opened in the United States with $11.5 million, and its budget was $36 million, and it ended up grossing worldwide $59 million, according to IMDb. Now I'm going to go into spoiler territory for the film Beast and sort of go into what happened in the film. You have this massive beast of a lion that is attacking all these people. He must have killed about 20 people before he made his way to find Idris Elba and his family, who are hiding out in the car as that beast tries to break in, just pushing itself through the glass and trying to get in there as the children are kicking it with their feet, etc. So they made out this lion to be super strong and super powerful, and it must have taken many shots. It would have had to have been shot a few times, I think, at least before it got away. So probably an injured beast. When the lion had killed a bunch of the poachers, a number of other poachers came back and they met up with this family, with Idris Elba, family, and the daughters. It could have been a rescue moment, but here comes the lion. The lion attacks and starts killing all these poachers, and he gets away. And so what happens was eventually Idris Elba, who plays the part of Dr. Nate, he ends up getting the keys to one of the poachers' cars because his car was destroyed earlier in the film when it went off a cliff. When the car went off the cliff, the beast had attacked Martin. He went off the cliff with the lion. The lion most certainly would have been killed the way that they depicted the car landing. Martin would have died as well, but they both survived. And here comes the lion. Martin is dripping with gasoline all over him, and he has a match nearby, and he's just like, come on, beast, get in here. He lights the thing on fire. So you think, that's the end of the film. Okay, he killed the lion, he killed himself, committed suicide. I think we know that the beast was not dead. So this lion, it was like a superpower, crazy, beastly lion. Can I say beast more often? Cutting back to Idris Elba and the second party of poachers that have been killed off by the beast. Idris gathers his family and they get together and they get in the poacher's vehicle and they drive off and they go back to where they started the safari on. I'm not sure, they didn't show how many miles that was, but it was probably pretty far. But much like your typical thriller, the beast did not give up on following them. The beast followed them where they went. At this point, Idris Elba knew he had to do something to contain the beast. He had to fight this beast. Now, he had ran out of bullets in his gun. He decided he had a pocket knife and he was going to take on this lion one-on-one, mano a mano. It was a kind of a cool scene, I had to admit. Him versus the lion. So the lion attacks him and starts chewing him up, and he's trying to stab it, and he ends up pushing it off of him. And I was thinking, there's no way an animal that size, he probably would have been dead within seconds. You have to suspend your disbelief as he's fighting this crazy animal, this grizzly lion that he's fighting. He ends up stabbing the lion and getting it off him, and then just about as he's about to die, someone else drove up. So he ends up not dying. He was fighting this lion mano a mano. There's no way. With that tiny little knife that he had, there's no way an animal like that, as rabid as it was, that he would have been able to defend himself, and he was about to die. He ends up being rescued. You hear gunshots in the background as he's being rescued, and it cuts into the scene where he's in the hospital. Anyhow, that is the film Beast. I thought it was entertaining. It was almost comical at certain points. It did capture my attention. It roughly ran for about an hour and a half. I thought it was interesting, and I would give it 3 stars.